This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. More than 30 Denver public schools will close early through Thursday this week due to extreme heat across the Front Range, and that number is likely to increase. DPS has 48 schools without air conditioning. Officials at some schools say temperatures in east-facing classrooms and those in upper levels can reach over 90 degrees. Schools say that's not safe or conducive for teaching and learning. Financial security was the top concern from Colorado State University students, faculty, and staff during public listening sessions last week. CPR's Paolo Scholzeta reports the sessions were meant to mold the school's search for a new president.
The search comes during a time where inflation, the cost of attending college, and the cost of living in Fort Collins are reaching record highs. First-generation student Nick DeSalvo told the search committee he wants to see the next president find ways to make degrees more affordable.
We need a president who understands that there are many students who do not have their mothers or their fathers paying for their college.
CSU's former president, Joyce McConnell, stepped down from her position in June. She left 2 years before her contract ended and received a $1.5 million buyout. I'm Paolo Scholzeta, CPR News.
Colorado's skies could be a little hazy today and tomorrow. Winds are carrying smoke from wildfires in Idaho and Montana. The National Weather Service says it could get thicker and move closer to the ground tomorrow. State health officials say children, the elderly, and people with heart and lung problems should limit outdoor activity if there's smoke in the area. Right now in Boulder, it's 95 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 100 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.